evening, good afternoon, good morning, beautiful people of the world. Welcome to Faces of Success Radio on facesofsuccessradio.com. This is your host, Eric Lincoln Miller on Faces of Success Radio. And my guest today is none other than Cheryl the Pearl, hip-hop pioneer with her group, The Sequence, the first female rap group in the history of hip-hop music. This goes way back to 1979 when the group was formed straight out of Columbia, South Carolina, and they took the world by storm. They were signed by Sugar Hill Records and traveled the world with mega hits like Funk You Up, Funky Sound, and Monster Jam, selling millions of copies in the process. Female rap artists like Nicki Minaj and Jennifer Lopez owe it all to Cheryl and The Sequence. So we're going to play some music later in the show, and this is truly iconic stuff. But right now, we want to welcome Cheryl the Pearl to Faces of Success Radio, Faces of Success. So what we're going to do is we're going to hear one of their songs.
I keep going. air in space, flying on a go-kart with a silver lace. Everybody calls me Never Wrong, cause I'm a freestyle freak with the funky song. Do you hear me talking? Do you hear me singing on the microphone? I want you to sing along.
You go do it, you go do it.
Cheryl the Pearl and the Sequence with Funk You Up. The Sequence was an American female hip-hop trio from Columbia, South Carolina, and it was formed in 1979. The Sequence is noted as the first female hip-hop trio signed to Sugar Hill, the Sugar Hill label, in the late 70s and the early 80s. It had consisted of Cheryl Cook, known as Cheryl the Pearl, Gwendolyn Chisholm, known as Blondie, and lead singer, rapper Angie Brownstone as Angie B. They were all high school friends. The trio was noticed when they bum-rushed a performance by the Sugar Hill Gang and sang for them and Sylvia Robinson backstage. The most notable hit was Funk You Up, 1979. That's what we just heard, which is the first rap record released by a female group and the second single actually that was released by Sugar Hill Records. The elements of Funk You Up were later used by Dr. Dre for the 1995 single Keep Their Heads Ringin'. A group backed by Spoonie G and the single Monster Jam, which we're going to hear in a second, and the single Funky Sound, Tear the Roof Off in 1981, was a remake of the single Give Up the Funk, Tear the Roof Down Off the Sucker in 1976 by Parliament. The group's other charting single was I Don't Need Your Love, Part 1, 1982. Angie Stone subsequently became a member of Vertical Hold, and then she later became a solo artist. In September 2011, without Angie Stone, Cheryl Cook and Gwendolyn Chisholm released a single entitled On Our Way to the Movies. On Our Way to the Movies contains a sample of this Staple Singer song, Let's Do It Again. We can hear from the Staple Singer later in the show, too. Represented by famed entertainment attorney Antevious Weems in December 2017, the group filed a federal copyright infringement claim against Bruno Mars for his hit song Uptown Funk, claiming that the song used their mega hit Funk You Up in there. So that's it. That's what. That's Cheryl the Pearl. What I want to do now is I want to play the Monster Jam song, and I will be right back.
You say one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Wham, bam, the Monster Jam. We get up, everybody, and do the freak to the beat. Jammer, get up everybody and do the freak to the beat.
Are you the S to the P double O N Y? You're the one MC I'll never deny. You better watch out, and I tell you why. Cause I'm Angie B. I might give you a try. Now you're looking in my eyes and you're in a trance. And all you can think of is my sweet romance. Hey, Spoonie G, I'm Angie B. And I'd like to know what you got for me.
Well, I'm a cherry P. Sometimes I'm a plum. Sweetie sugar, baby, come on and get some of what you've been waiting for, my dear. That month by month, year by year. And that day by day, that week by week. And now you got 10 girl, I'm at my peak. And my rap is strong, and my love is long. And I'm the ding of the bell. But it goes gone.
With my brown eyes and my cherry lips, you can't refuse my walnut hips. Everyone see me walk down the street. They know I'm the one with the foxy beat. And I can turn you on and I can turn you off. Cause I got control, cause I am the boss. I'm like a knock-a-phone on the microphone. If you can't go with it, then you got to go home.
Monster Jam, Monster Jam from the Sequence. That's Cheryl the Pearl. Cheryl the Pearl and the Sequence. And I got to tell you, the group with Cheryl the Pearl Cook, Gwendolyn Blondie Chisholm, and Stone, the lead singer, then known as Angela Angie B. Brown, recorded the hard grooving Sugar Hill record single Funk You Up in 1979. And it was the very first hip hop song. It was one of the very first hip hop songs ever etched into vinyl. Though never officially certified, it was a nationwide smash, serving as the first rap hit performed by women and only the third rap song in the top 50 of Billboard's Hot Soul Singles, thrust from a South Carolina housing project into the national spotlight. The Sequence were also America's first Southern rap group. In the 70s, a landscape where few rap records that existed were chorus-free rhyme marathons, the Sequence seamlessly mixed singing and rapping and literally paving a lane for artists like Lauryn Hill, Drake, and Future. Gangsta rap came out of my mouth. Did you know that? Said Cook. She takes a minute to speedily cycle through her verse on the 80 singles, and you know that, to get to the smoking gun. I said, we're not Con Funk Shun. We're not the Gap. We're Sugar Hill Girls with the gangsta rap, and she recites with force. We're not Chic or Sugar Hill. We're the Sequence Girls with the gangsta thrill. We're the only ones talking about gangster in records. It came out of my mouth. And the hip-hop, at the Hip Hop Honor, Sequence was recognized with a photo, one of 30 squares on a collage of female rappers, and a shout-out during Salt's acceptance speech. Feeling disrespected, the group started heading toward the door, but they were approached to join Queen Latifah for a close of an all-star performance of her single, Unity. We looked at them like we were crazy. We're not going to on stage talk about unity when there's no unity among us, and we left. Says that H1 spokesman were big fans of Sequence and were thrilled to have them as guests at the show. A lot of female rappers say they've been there since day one, says fellow old school legend Roxanne Shante. I've been there since the night before, and they were there before that. When it came to hearing them on the radio, they automatically let me know, okay, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. If it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be no me. It wasn't for me, there wouldn't be none of them. The Sequence weren't the first group of females to touch the microphone. Cassettes of late 70s and early 80s New York throwdowns explode with voices of Sha Rock and the Funky 4+1, the Mercedes Ladies, Lisa Lee of African Bambaataa's Cosmic Force, Pebbly Boo of Harlem's Mastodon Committee, and more. But the Sequence were the first to reach ears outside of the five boroughs, an integral step in hip-hop's rise from a local sensation to planet rock. VH1 tried to change history and say a lot of people don't remember Sequence, Stone says. They didn't make a significant contribution, and we were devastated. For proof of the Sequence's enduring influence on contemporary music, you might not need to look much further than 2016's Record of the Year Grammy winner Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk. The Sequence fielded the song, a 14-week chart topper and 11-time platinum mega smash, had a bridge that is remarkably similar to the chorus on their signature track, Funk You Right On Up. Bruno Mars took the lyrics, the cadence, and the melody, says Stone, and they went and reached over to Apache, the incredible 1981 Sugar Hill Gang Jock Jam, co-written by Cook, and got Jump On It, Jump On It. Like, I'm like, okay, now y'all done too much. We're broke over here. Okay, we need some money. We need some of that because we created that. We damn near 60 years old, Chisholm says. It's nothing funny about this. We still have to work. Cheryl lost her grandma's house due to not being able to pay the bills. For everybody that used our music, we should have been millionaires a long time ago, said Cook. Funk You Up alone has been sampled or invoked by artists like In Vogue, Boogie Down Productions, Old Dirty Bastard, Ice Cube, Flavor Flav, Yula Soul, and Trina. Most notably, its ring-a-ding-dong hook was borrowed by Dr. Dre for the 1995 smash Keeps Their Heads a Ringin'. All three say take their say their take was about 6.5% each for the latter. The sequence says that Money Woes began when one of the first acts signed the Pioneer label, Sugar Hill Records, Sugar Hill Empresario, Sylvia Robinson, who passed away in 2011, scooped them up, kept them eating and touring for half a decade, but according to Chisholm, Sugar Hill Records owed the group publishing for 30 years. Chisholm's wages they could have lived on, Bill's royalties, the rights to Pump You Up reverted back to the trio in November 2016. Now the group is ready to go to ring a few heads of its own. So that's it. That's the story right there. What we're going to do is we're going to listen to Funky Sound. I just wanted to give you some background. So here we go.
In America, we like to fuck you up.
We're gonna take
And that was Cheryl the Pearl from The Sequence with Funky Sound. And if you're just tuning in, we're featuring the music of Cheryl the Pearl. The Sequence was the first American female hip-hop group from Columbia, South Carolina, and it was formed in 1979. The Sequence is noted as the first female rap trio signed to the Sugar Hill label in the late 70s and in the early 80s. And Cheryl the Pearl. Cheryl the Pearl and Stone, Cook, and Chisholm, they all grew up in the Saxon Homes projects in Columbia, South Carolina. Cook was the daughter of a factory employee who was killed in the case of mistaken identity when Cook was not yet even 6 years old. Chisholm, the second oldest of a handful of siblings, was born to a single mother. Stone, an only child, was daughter to a nurse and a cab driver who sang at the Masonic Temple. Cook describes the community as close-knit. Stone and Chisholm sang in the church choir and had respectable showings in dance competitions before the three united as overachievers in C.A. Johnson High School. With the trio, you had woodwind players in the school band, poetry enthusiasts, and members of the basketball and track teams. All three ended up on the cheerleading squad, and they were original material instead of their stock cheaters. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of some music that might be considered to be, you know, influences to today. I'm going to start out with James Brown, because James Brown is listed as a primary influence, and of course he was known as the godfather of soul, the hardest working man in show business. And what we're going to do is, this is what we're going to do, we're going to play a little bit of James Brown right now, just to get on the good foot. There you go.
Get past the people, get past the hitmen. Come on, get it done.
That's James Brown, and it was cited as a primary influence on Cheryl the Pearl and the Sequence, and the community that they started. And she was not only a fan of James Brown, but also Rick James, Larry Graham, and musicians from across the Parliament Funkadelic universe. But things would change in 79 when the first wave of hip-hop 12-inch started trickling down to South Carolina radio stations, the Fat Pack Bands, King Tim III, and, of course, the Sugar Hill Gang's monster rap hit, Rapper's Delight. So this is, I think that every kind of music has its influences. It has its influences, and one of the influences that I think had it on it would be Curtis Mayfield. And I think Curtis Mayfield is somebody that was also kind of unacknowledged in a way where he was, it's kind of similar in the sense because he ended up becoming injured and he didn't really, but he was this like incredibly creative person. So I'm going to play a couple of songs from Curtis Mayfield and just to get like into the rhythm, and we'll come back to Cheryl the Pearl and that interview. Okay, here we go.
Sucker. And I plan to stay a black
Hey, that was Doo-Doo-Wop is Strong in Here from Curtis Mayfield. Curtis Mayfield could be considered primary influence on hip-hop in the beginning. I got one more song from Curtis. I'm going to play it right now. It's Freddie's Dead Instrumental.
We'll be right back.
That was Freddy's Dead. That's Curtis Mayfield. If you're just joining us, my name's Eric Lincoln Miller. Eric Lincoln Miller on Faces of Success Radio. I want to make an announcement. I have a show tomorrow on Three Eye Books Radio at 2 o'clock Pacific Time. That's Three Eye Books Radio with Eric Lincoln Miller filling in today on our show with Cheryl DePearl. And The Sequence, which was the first female hip-hop trio from Columbia, South Carolina, which was formed in 1979. From there, it was nearly two decades of touring, recording, and making albums, and traveling alongside the Sugar Hill Gang and living it up in New York City's bustling hip-hop community. Remember that New York City was the place where hip-hop started, and Cheryl DePearl and... The Sequence were the ones that took it worldwide. They took it worldwide, so the culture was not even a decade old, and they were just getting encouragement. And you know, this was sort of like a hothouse thing. So it spawned many array of techniques, ideologies, aesthetics, styles, and crews that crossed boroughs and barriers. There's feature icons like Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, African Dembata. Cool Moe Dee and Curtis Blow had already established themselves. The three girls from South Carolina were immediately thrust into the ground floor of an American cultural revolution. We had no clue what was going on in New York, says Cook. We had no idea. South Carolina were basically doing the same things that they were doing. We had people in the park every summer. We didn't even know anything about Grandmaster Flash, none of the groups. We met them, but we didn't know them. Though their label mates in the Sugar Hill Gang were often regarded as New Jersey interlopers, The Sequence have nothing but good memories of their time crashing hip-hop's ground zero. Hear all of them, says Cook. Everybody respected us. I remember showing up at the home of hip-hop's nightlife in 1979, Disco Fever in their colorful and sparkly outfits. Bam Bam, the security detail, took them to the owner, Sal Abitrillo, did you say his name? We told them they should feel comfortable. So I used to designate the spot for us. They always treated us like ladies. So that's New York City, folks. New York City. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, along the lines of New York City, I want to play a song from Wilson Pickett, the Wicked Pickett. He's one of my favorites. And this is Funky Funky Broadway.
Down on Broadway, huh. There's a night.
Funky Broadway from Wilson Pickett. We got one more Wilson Pickett song we want to play, just in the spirit of things. Here we go. Faces of Success Radio, facesofsuccess.com, and we are featuring the music of Cheryl the Pearl and The Sequence, which was an American female hip-hop trio from Columbia, South Carolina that was formed in 1979. And basically what she said was that all the stuff in New York City, all the stuff in New York City that was happening, they were doing down in South Carolina. And I was explaining how they came out. So the group, the Sequence, backed by Sugar Hill Records, hit the road. They hit the road with early rap luminaries like Treacherous 3, Funky 4 Plus 1, Kevy Kev, Mean Machine, Wayne and Charlie. And Chisholm describes the Sugar Hill Gang, as the perfect gentleman, and even innocently dated the group's Master G in name only. Cook points out how faithful the gang were to their significant others back home. However, touring with the biggest group of rap's first decade was a look into the sheer rock star debauchery. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five came aboard, tearing up the hotels and fighting and doing everything, putting holes in the walls, as Chisholm Sylvia used to put us in the best hotels. She started putting us in different hotels. Although I can't afford to pay for them tearing up hotels, it was crazy. And they would have those girls come on the bus. They'd have sex on the bus, mess up some of the beds. And so it was just really, 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 really crazy. So what I'm saying to you is that this is Cheryl the Pearl. And one of the influences, I want to kind of get back to the influence of Cheryl the Pearl. She mentions the Staple Singers, and she mentions Mavis Staples and the fact that they were sort of church going, you know, people. So I'm going to play a Mavis Staples song called Eyes on the Prize. I think this is apropos.
Eyes on the prize. down in jail. Had no money but to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Began to shout. Doors popped open and all walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. The chains of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Got my hand on the freedom power. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
And I think that's very apropos for the sequence and Cheryl the Pearl. So the sequence saga lasted 3 full-length albums and for 10 singles, and in the end, nothing matched the success of Funk You Up. Cook worked as Sugar Hill's in-house writer, helping pen songs for West Street Mob and the Sugar Hill Gang, including singles like Eight Wonder and Apache. During their brief time on tour together, Stone and rapper Rodney C. Stone from the Funky Plus 4 Plus 1 became inseparable. He moved to the Bronx, working on promoting parties and throwdowns, recorded Andrew and quietly made history. The first Roxy hip-hop concert was ever produced, paid for with sequence dollars because nobody else had any money. Andrew says about the legendary Manhattan spot, it became a flashpoint for hip-hop invading the worlds of art, dance, and rock music. This was before Wild Style, the movie, came out. Yeah, I love that movie, Wild Style. That was a great movie. This is before the Fab Five Freddy was a big star. I funded a concert down at Roxy Roller Skating Rink. It was the first time ever. Rodney and I put together a show that split the skating rink in half. After Nevada, Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde, Double Trouble, the sequence. They were all acts. Nobody has ever said thank you because we were the ones that actually moved hip-hop from uptown to downtown. So that's another another reference to New York. New York seems to be the the place where it all kind of started. So this is it. So I'm going to play one more Mavis Staples song here, and just to get into the act. From Angie Stone. So I don't care if you call me the godmother of rap or the great grandmother, you cannot erase my, you will not erase my history. The Sequence never officially quit. They disbanded or were dropped, but they reached their conclusion in 1985. Angela Brown had gotten pregnant with her daughter, Diamond. Mary Rodney and took his last name, officially becoming Angie Stone. The group was separated with the Stones in the Bronx and Chisholm and Cook in New Jersey. Stone says Sylvia Robinson resented her husband from wanting to educate people of the music industry, creating a rift. Meanwhile, booming and shouting MCs like Run DMC, LL Cool J, and Roxanne Shanté were taking hold. The group saw tours opportunities slow down, and the Sequence would funk no longer. But I really think that women have a big impact on music. I'm thinking about that right now in terms of the, Cheryl Pearl, and the Sequence being the first female hip-hop group in history from 1979. So this is Eric Lincoln Miller with Faces of Success Radio, Faces of Success Radio on facesofsuccess.com. And within this hour, we've been featuring the music of Shel the Pearl. And so what I want to do now is I've got another really, 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 really iconic artist, Dinah Washington. Dinah Washington was from another era, clearly, but I just wanted to play a little bit of a genre swap here, but this is just something that I kind of feel like sharing with you guys. This is Eric Lincoln Miller here on Faces of Success Radio, and this is a live version that Dinah Washington recorded. I think it was like in the 1950s, like 1954 in Los Angeles. And it's called You Go to My Head.
You go to my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my creed cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that this can never be? But you go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance with this crazy romance. Yet you go to my head. You go to my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. Oh, you go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like a kicker in a julep or two. Oh, the thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it can never be? Yes, you go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. Oh, you go to my head. Thank you. love the thought that you might give a thought to my plea. Cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that this can never be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance with this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head. You go to my head.
Well, that was Dinah Washington is another iconic singer from a previous era. The way that Cheryl the Pearl was with hip hop, and so I just wanted to play that for you. I'm going to sort of end the show on another note here. I want to cue up another artist, and This is actually Stevie Wonder, and I think Stevie Wonder he's taken a lot of cues from this, so I'm gonna play this song.
Thank you.
Wonder, and it's been really fun sharing this stuff about Cheryl the Pearl with the Sequence, which was the first female hip-hop group from Columbia, South Carolina, which was formed in 79, and they're the first hip-hop trio signed to the Sugar Hill label in the late 1970s and early 80s, and the group consisted of Cheryl Cook, Cheryl the Pearl, Gwendolyn Chisholm, known as Blondie, and the lead singer and rapper Angie Brown Stone. As Angie B were all high school friends, the trio was noticed when they bum rushed a performance of the Sugar Hill Gang and sang for them and Sylvia Robinson backstage. The most notable single was Funk You Up. Funk You Up. I think we could conclude the show with maybe a rendition from there from Funk You Up, just to kind of go kind of full circle with this. This is the Faces of Success Radio. Faces of Success Radio is brought to you from facesofsuccessradio.com. Tomorrow, incidentally, tomorrow I'm going to I'm Eric Lincoln Miller, your host, sitting in here with this feature, and I'm going to have a show. We have Jillian Mass Backman. She's a spiritual intuitive. She's going to be on my show tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And so I'm going to be here on the radio again tomorrow. And so this is what we're doing here. And I'm just going to cue up this one song here. Whoops. Try to do this. Yeah, okay, so we're going to close out the show with Cheryl the Pearl and the Funky Sound.
In America, we like to funk you up.
Fire!
We got a real
so delicious and sweet. To hear my voice can knock you off your feet. But there I got such sexy bedroom eyes. I got the kind of makes your nature rise. Cause I'm a young lady, sweet, and I'm full of desire. Yeah. And if you think it back, I'm baby light my fire. Yeah, but we came here without a doubt to tear the roof off, to turn this mother out. So to rock you on without delay. And Angie B's gonna rock till the break of day. I rock the Army, Air Force, and the Navy too. One nation under fault, red, white, and blue. C-A is for Angie, B is for bad. Something that your MC's never had. Cause when I walk in your party, my first box of battle, I know for a fact it's an MC battle. Give it up, dish it out, do what you wanna do. Cause we're the sequence, and we're busting loose. But we came here without a doubt to tear the roof off, to turn this mother out. So to rock you on without delay, sequence gonna rock till the break of day.
Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker.
That's it. That's Cheryl the Pearl and the sequence, the American female, iconic female rock hip hop group from Columbia, South Carolina. Thanks so much for joining. This is Eric Lincoln Miller on Faces of Success Radio. Come join me tomorrow for Three Eye Books at 2 o'clock Pacific time. And my interview with Jillian Knopf Backman, the author of Beyond the Pews, and Breaking with Tradition and Letting Go of Religious Lockdown. It should be a very interesting show. I've enjoyed playing music for you and doing the Cheryl the Pearl thing. So thanks so much, and have a great day, everybody. Okay, signing off.